see what's important.
These receivers have to do their part.
Show up on Sunday and see what you can do.
And having some fun along the way.
You know what they say about big feet, right?
Big socks.
Big shoes.
Big brain.
This is the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Well, Lottie frickin' God!
With Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin.
Live and in living color in Nashville, Tennessee.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Release the hounds. Your sports live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, live in Miami, Florida. Down here with MTSU as they take on FIU tomorrow. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. The speaker, Connor Newt, on the ones and twos. What's up, Joe?
Oh, it's good to be here. Safe travels. We got down here. It's about 82 degrees. So, game tomorrow, Middle Tennessee State and Florida International close out the season for both teams. We'll be joined by our good friend, the athletic director at Middle Tennessee State, Chris Massaro, here in a little bit, and we'll have Coach Mason at 5:45 and head coach of the basketball team, Nick McDevitt, at 5:30. So a lot of good things happening for Middle Tennessee currently, and we're proud and honored to be a part of this tonight down here in Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we wanted to take the time since they, you know, obviously you have to work, but they invited me down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a proud partner with MTSU that – wanted to give them a little love, and so that's what we're going to do up until 6 o'clock. So with that, let's bring in the athletic director at Middle Tennessee State University, Chris Massaro, who is on the line with us. We saw him earlier, but he's a busy man.
He's busy.
He's out and about, so he's taking some time to call in. Chris, how you doing?
Great, guys. How are you tonight?
We are fantastic. Thank you so much for giving Joe the presidential suite. He really appreciated that. No,
yeah.
We're great. We're excited.
He deserves it. You know, those guys that have all those Emmys, that you have to take care of them.
Thank you. Yes.
It goes to his head. Don't worry about that. We're excited. I know, you know, if you look at the record, obviously it's not what you wanted it to be. But the first year of the Derek Mason era, I feel like he's really come in here, established something, started building a program, and you know, in the way that he wants to build it. How would you assess that in the first year of the Derek Mason era?
Yeah, and I mean, the on-field product is not there. I mean, we can all see that and see that we have a ways to go and we need to go acquire some talent in this off season. But what I get to see every day, and I'm privileged to see it, is that kind of the infrastructure, the bottom of the iceberg, so to speak, what he's been building. And when you start looking at the team culture and you start looking at some of the new things that we're doing nutritionally, some of the new things that we're doing kind of all over our football program, from the equipment room to the training room, just from bottom up, and our recruiting and how we've staffed it out and been able to build out a really good, so to speak, front office. So we spent a lot of time on the infrastructure. And as we said last year, when we made the change that we wanted to do a up down evaluation of our whole football program, and you don't fix you don't fix a flat tire on the bus by changing the bus driver. You know, you've got to look at everything, and that's what he's done. And it's been a fresh pair of eyes with him and his staff and made these changes. And I think we've positioned ourselves very well for a good December and January with recruiting coming in.
We're talking to Chris Massaro, athletic director at Middle Tennessee State. Chris, December the 9th is a crucial moment. The portal opens, and, you know, somebody said, you know, Middle Tennessee football just needed a reboot, and now the portal opens December 9th. So the possibilities of going into 2025 are just next level, I would think.
Yeah, and we can all see – if you've watched us play this year, we can all see kind of where our needs are. And so it's no secret, you know, we've got to get better on both lines of scrimmage, you know, and that's what the portal does, is it gives you a chance to get older and better very quickly. And I like what he's done with the high schools and kind of the commitments that we have coming on the first signing date here next week. And, as he calls that, that's like the draft, and that's where we're going to try to develop players. And then free agency hits with the portal, and that's where we need to hit on some things. We have, my opinion, we have some good skill guys. We have a good quarterback. We have some receivers. We have some running backs. You know, we've got some players that can play, but we just don't do well enough up front on both sides. And so I think that's going to be a big point of emphasis going into the portal.
This will make you feel good. I had a coach tell me at high school that they thought about making an MTSU assistant coach part of their school faculty because they spent so much time there talking to the coach and recruiting and everything. And I know you'd love to hear that because I know you'd love to hear they're working really hard, Chris, in the backyards of Middle Tennessee because there is so much talent that we've let slip away throughout the years, and now the mission is to keep these guys at home.
It is, and I've always said, Joe, that we, in our whole athletic department, not just football, but we should pop a champagne cork every time a new high school opens up in the Middle Tennessee area. I mean, we're so lucky to be in such a rapidly growing area. I mean, prospects and people are moving in. It's economically viable so we can compete in things like NIL and those kind of things as well. And so we just got to get out there and let the high school coaches know the staff and really pound on it. And that's been a big focus of Coach Mason's is to recruit locally. And that was one of the factors we decided to hire him is he didn't need a GPS to get to Ravenwood High School or to Oakland High School and some of these players that are places that are producing a lot of players. And so we feel good about that. And we want to represent Middle Tennessee in every way possible.
We're talking to Chris Massaro, AD at MTSU, and we're live here in Miami as Blue Raiders will take on FIU tomorrow. As you kind of see the evolution of college football in general, we obviously are all very excited about a 12-team playoff that debuts this year. We've seen the rankings the last few weeks. But Joe and I have talked about it on the show quite a bit. I have been a big proponent of, hey, let's make sure the Group of Five is still taken care of. You know, Power Four, they're doing their thing. How do you see things evolving when it comes to Conference USA, Group of Five, those schools, and things getting better for them as things move into the future?
Well, and that's our goal, and that's what with Coach Mason and when we set out to hire, we have the goal to be the best Group of Five program out there, and so when we look at like Boise this year and what they positioned themselves to be, I mean, they might get a bye into the playoffs. So they might get a first-round bye and be one of the top four seeds. You know, their only loss this year is a three-point loss at Oregon, and they've run the table. Now, what you're getting is a lot of the other commissioners of the conferences, the Big 12 and the ACC, are taking shots at them, you know, and strength of schedule and those kind of things. And I just know that from my time on the women's basketball committee, and it's hard to evaluate a really good team against what people would consider a softer schedule, and those are hard because you just don't know. And so I think that the committee right now is doing a really good job of what they're doing with Boise and where they've placed them with regards to the Big 12 champion and the ACC champion. And I think that's the 12-team playoff gives us all a Group of Five a chance. And so if we can be the best in there, we're in the playoffs, and that's all we want is access. And so give David the rock, and let's see what can happen.
No doubt. Chris, we always enjoy the conversations. Thanks so much for not only you know, being on with us today, but having us, me especially, on the trip. I know Joe has to work. Allegedly, that's what he does.
Well, we appreciate you, Chase, and so we're looking forward to tomorrow, and we just appreciate the sponsorship and the partnership we have with you and the radio station, and it couldn't be better for us. So thank you, and thanks for taking time out of your weekend to be with us. It's special for all of us.
Oh, I'm excited. I am excited to be here. Thanks so much, Chris. We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, guys. See you.
Chris Massaro, the athletic director at MTSU. Coming up next, we'll hit the hardwood. We'll check out what's going on with the Blue Raiders basketball program. Coach Nick McDevitt will join us. We'll do that next. It's Chase and Big Joe live in the afternoon, live in Miami for MTSU Athletics here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. It's the Big Joe live in Miami. MTSU taking on FIU tomorrow in football. A lot of good things going on the hardwood with basketball. And let's bring in the head coach of the Blue Raiders and fellow NASCAR fan, Nick McDevitt, who's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So how are you feeling about your program? Sitting there 5-2. Got a big one coming up against UAB, but how do you feel this early into the season?
You know, I think we're headed in the right direction. Obviously, you just mentioned we're 5-2. Had a good trip down to Myrtle Beach. Got to the finals, played in the championship game against Bradley, and beat two good teams on the way there in Ohio and South Florida. I thought particularly the first half of the South Florida game, we played extremely well and faced a really good team in Bradley, one of the best offensive teams that we've faced in a while. They put a ton of pressure on you because they had so much size and so many guys that could shoot the basketball. They came into that game a top 10 three-point shooting team in the country. And you could see why. I mean, you just couldn't make defensive mistakes. And there were times where we didn't make a defensive mistake and they made shots. And sometimes that's going to happen. But we're starting to get – healthier as a group. Hopefully we'll have kind of our full allotment, all of our guys back here pretty soon, because we're going to need it. You just mentioned we got a big one coming up against UAB, and then right after that, after a non-one against Rhodes, comes Belmont, Lipscomb, Tennessee. So it's a tough month ahead, but our guys are getting ready for it.
When you go into these mid-season tournaments, and they have been, you know, if you've been watching on TV, not just you guys, they've been fantastic to watch with, you know, some of these tournament going on. What are you looking for? Obviously, you're trying to improve and all those things, but specifically, what do you go into looking for and to get out of these tournaments?
Well, we talked to our team about you've got to have effort and execution in order to get to the finals. The other teams that you're playing are good. And if you look at what's going on right now around Conference USA, the other teams are playing well. The other teams in our league right now are doing well themselves. And so to get there is going to be a challenge. Once you're in the finals, it's the endurance. You know, you talk about execution, effort, but you've got to have 3 days of the mental endurance, the competitive nature of your team. Can you do it three times in 3 days? Can you rinse and repeat? Can you get over the emotional win that happened the night before? And that's kind of what happens. All of a sudden, you saw our team. We make a shot in the last 5 seconds of regulation to get into overtime against Ohio and had a great win. We got to wash that because you got South Florida tomorrow. And so that's really what you're looking for, is particularly this day and age, where everybody around the country has a whole new roster, it seems like, every year because of the portal. So you're trying to find out who relishes those moments, who can step up in the big moments, who shies away from it. Hopefully that's not very many guys, but who's tough, who can really execute and soak up a scout when you may not be able to get on the floor to go over it. Because all of a sudden, particularly in these early season MTEs, you play the night before, and the next day you got some guys that are playing 34, 38 minutes, sometimes overtime games. You look at West Virginia, went into a third overtime in 3 days today. Who's got the endurance to handle all that? Who can sit in a ballroom sometimes and soak up a scout and then go execute it? So those are some of the things that you try to find out about your team. And honestly, we got a lot of good things, a lot of good answers from our trip down to Myrtle Beach.
Love it. We're talking to MTSU head basketball coach Nick McDevitt on the Chase of Big Joe show live from Miami. And, Coach, I grew up on Big East basketball on TV in the 80s, and I loved it because you knew those guys were going to stay 3 and 4 years. You got to know them and, you know, and love them and everything. Now I couldn't imagine how difficult your job is because they're there a year, they're gone a year. You got to flip your roster and everything. I mean, I looked in the playbook. I don't know if there's portal camaraderie that's listed under there somewhere. How difficult or easy is it when you got to, you know, bring 12, 13 guys together in a new year?
Yeah, that's part of the art, the science, the challenge, the fun all at once. And those were some things, to your point there, that we saw good signs back in June. Our guys, you could see there was a good camaraderie that was happening on the court during some of our workouts. And then all of a sudden you'd hear on Monday morning or Monday afternoon at the next workout that they all got together at their apartment, cooked out at the apartment pool, and on their own were starting to do things together. And so we as a staff were saying, if these guys are already figuring out ways to be together, hang out together, and they're just now getting to know each other here in June, then that's a good sign of things ahead. And that's really what we've seen with our group. They've been a really fun group to coach. We had our whole team over here along with our GAs, our staff, for Thanksgiving dinner last night. And they really are just – they're fun to be around. They have fun with each other, and that's the kind of things that – really championship teams need. That doesn't guarantee it, that you're going to do it, but it's a good sign, particularly in November when those things exist.
Absolutely. You talk about the overtime game of the day versus Ohio. Did you need that? Did you want to see that, how your team reacted early in the season to a tough game and an overtime win like that? Because you can learn so much about your team in overtime, especially when you win.
Man, it was awesome. I mean, that really the way we won, not just that we won, but how we won. We executed play after play after play on both ends of the floor down the stretch. We got down six with just a couple minutes to go in the game. And honestly, I think that's where some teams lose the game themselves and don't give themselves a chance down the stretch to actually win the game. You don't necessarily need a three in those moments. And we kept understanding that, getting tough twos. Cam Weston had a two right near the basket on the possession before that lengthened the game. You know, I think that teams settle for bad threes before they need them. Those are shots that rarely go in, and almost never do you get an offensive rebound. And now you're fouling. They go the other end, and the game's kind of iced. We kept understanding that. They were making free throws. We kept getting twos until there came a point where we need the three, and we executed a play without calling timeout. You know, they came up, our guys came up the floor, executed perfectly. Kamari knocked it down. And to your point, Chase, it's good to see that guys can handle those moments, execute. And honestly, I thought we were headed that way in the Bradley game. You know, the game in between with South Florida, I thought we handled a run. You know, we went on a big run in the first half. They're a very talented team, one of the more talented teams that we've played in a while. And they made their run. And our guys didn't panic. And then the next day, same kind of thing is we were right there for it. And all of a sudden, there's a couple of plays that don't go your way. But I like the way we approach the game.
Yeah, for sure. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. And we hope to come see you soon. We're going to definitely get down to the Murphy Center.
By the way, Chase, I know you made it down there to Miami safely. It can't be on that airplane that I saw a picture of you beside this morning. Can't be the way you got down there.
No. We Joe was able to go in and talk to somebody and get us upgraded.
So, yeah. Got an upgrade. Looks like the Cleveland Indians from Major League.
Yeah, he slipped him a $5 bill and was able to get
We got a propeller, Coach.
Well, safe travels coming back. Bring home a Blue Raider win. I know we'll be watching. We got to travel down to UAB tomorrow, but we'll be tuning in to the football team. And good luck to them against FIU tomorrow. We'll be tuned in.
And good luck to you guys against UAB. Thanks so much for doing
this. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Nick McDevitt, head coach of the MTSU men's basketball team. And, again, they will take on UAB coming up here in – let's see, when is that? That is Sunday.
Sunday.
And you can hear that on 93.3 Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, and also the women's team has been off to a great start as well with Coach Rick Ensel. They'll be back in action tomorrow in the Fort Myers tournament against Iowa State starting at 12:30. Coming up next, we'll talk to the head coach of the Blue Raiders football team, Derek Mason. He'll join us live from the hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The Game here on this Friday afternoon. We're live in Miami. MTSU taking on FIU tomorrow. We'll have pregame for you at 11:30 on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, and then kickoff at 1. Coach Derek Mason joins us now on the program. Coach, what's up?
Chase, Big Joe, man. thank you for having me on. Man, I had to sprint back from our meal back there. But look, man, it's a little warm down here, a little different than it was when we left Nashville. But
a little bit.
It's all good.
What are the emotions? This is your first year here, night before the last game. A little bit of bittersweet.
Yeah, you know, very, right? Because there's some young men in that room that you won't get a chance to coach again.
Yeah.
And we had senior shares. And tonight, Drew Francis was the last player to share his senior share. And then I shared mine. Our coaching staff had gone throughout the year. Our seniors had gone throughout the year. But tonight, me and Drew sort of capped it off. And, you know, it just personal moments, journey on how we got here. The things that we are thankful for, like the people, the experiences, the opportunity to be here right now. We've got one more to play. And let's make sure that we don't let this one slip through our fingers. Haven't played our best ball. The opportunity is here to do that, you know. So let's say three things to ourselves. I can, okay, I am, and we will.
Love that.
And that's a mantra that we'll be saying to ourselves all day tomorrow. Yeah.
You had these seniors have 1 year with you.
Right.
So they bought in to what you were trying or what you're trying to do. That's got to be a really good feeling because they don't have to. I mean, they've had another regime. But to buy in what you're saying, that's got to make you feel special.
Well, it does. This group, you know, everybody will look at the record, and that's fine. Like, to me, it's about the shift. You know, like what happens? Because it's hard to go through something in order to get someplace.
That's right.
And this group will be one of the cornerstones, right? So when we go back and we talk about, you know, what got us there, you know, it'll come back to some of the guys, you know, that played on this 2024 team. And people won't talk about them in a way that speaks about championships, but we will talk about culture. We will talk about, you know, like some things that they had to buy into in order to make a climb. And then from there, you know, like, where do we go?
Yeah. Do you remember your last game when you played, when you were a player?
I do. Man, we played home. Man, it was against Nevada Reno, as a matter of fact, old Big Sky at the time. And Nevada Reno, Nevada now, was in, like, the Big Sky Conference. And I felt everything going through my head just like slow motion.
Yeah.
I mean, like, by the quarters, I can still remember, you know, catching a punt in the third quarter and feeling like I was like Neo in the Matrix, right? you know, you just – there's certain things that you just remember. I remember lacing up my shoes, you know, like coming out of the locker room. I remember, you know, just looking up one more time at, you know, like there's a sign inside the dome there that says, you know, catch your breath, 7,000 feet.
At Northern Arizona.
At Northern Arizona.
Right.
And it was like, you know, all those little things that you took for granted because you used to see them every day, you know, for 4 years.
Yeah.
You used to see all that stuff. But when you it does sort of get emotional. And when I actually took my pads off, I realized I was taking my pads off at Northern Arizona for the last time.
What is it universally about all of us football players that we want one more play? I don't care if you played in the NFL, OVC, conference USA. We all want one more. Why?
You know, that's because it's been such a huge part of our life.
Right.
It's been there when other things weren't. It gave us a reason to get up. It gave us a reason to keep going. It gave us an opportunity to be better. It challenged us to be better than we were the day before, whether we got there or not. And now when you don't have it, man, you realize that now it you're not depending on teammates. You're not depending on being at a meeting at 6 o'clock. All these things that you've learned over time were things you had to do.
Yes.
And now that's so ingrained in you that you missed the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like of what it is. Should you give anything to take, you know, to have one more practice, mm-hmm. have one more rep, one more game, one more team meeting? You know, and I told these guys, you know, we work hard, man. You work, you know, an exponential amount of days in order to get 12 guaranteed contests. You know, the rest of it is just, you know, football and shorts.
That's right.
you know, football's changed. College football's changed a lot in the last 5 years.
And, correct.
You know, with the portal will open up here in a couple weeks. And, you know, some guys will leave. Some guys will come in. So how much do you try and take a little extra time now to enjoy these moments with this group, knowing that here in a few weeks it's going to look different?
It's not going to look different in a few weeks. It'll look different tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oof. You know, that's the landscape of where we're at. Signing day is on Wednesday. Okay, like crazy. December 4th.
What? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this now. Let's get into this now.
Wow.
The new model of football, you know, where we sit today is that in college football, December 4th, the new signing day, that's really your draft class.
Yeah.
All right. That's the foundation. That's the floor of what you do, right? That's your draft class, because those will be, you know, future developmental players, right? Tomorrow starts with the retention. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, because season is done, so now you have to have those conversations about retention, right? And so that's generally the top part of it. So I've said this before. This is like an ice cream cookie, okay, with no ice cream in the middle, because you'll have that rookie class,
right?
Then like you'll have the retention that's got to be done, and then okay, as soon as the retention is done, then you move to free agency, and that's what JUCO and the portal is.
Right.
And that's what that second signing day is. That's pure free agency. So that's acquisition. So as you look at it, draft day, retention starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, and then free agency, okay, man, is that second signing period in February.
You know what's crazy, too, is it's changed so much that, like, if I'm watching a game, you know, let's say it's a Power 5 team, mm-hmm. X, and they're blowing out a team, and you see the second, the third guy's coming in. I'm sitting there and I'm going like, I'd love to see that guy at middle. Like, he's not getting playing time here. Like, go get him. You know?
Absolutely.
And that's the game. That's the game that you have to play.
That is the game. You know, we did a little bit of it last year. You know, the NIL space is here to stay. We didn't do anything with NIL.
Yeah.
Like this past year, but what we knew, and I knew this time would come, right? We're going to move into this space. And the reason why you have to move into this space, you look at Vandy. They had to do it.
I was
they had to do it, right?
Right.
Okay, like Vandy had to do it in order to be competitive, and look what it yielded. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's changed the culture of their space. I didn't want to do it this year because I wanted people to understand that if you don't get in it, okay, man, you're getting left behind.
Right.
Right? And so there's a lot of schools out there that you can take a look at as being competitive, like this year, man, that finally jumped in it, okay, and they realized, you know what, this is where we have to go.
Yeah.
And it's just because of those things that I talked about recruiting-wise, because you're going to lose part of the middle, okay, like of your football team.
Uh-huh.
And so you can only retain, just like the NFL, you can only retain so many.
Right.
Right? And then the acquisition – start. So the free agency is going to start. And so this is why schools have to look at their commitment to whether or not they want to win.
Yeah.
Because, you know, coaches can be good coaches. But let me tell you something. You're better coaches when you have better players.
Right.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's 100% fact. I mean, you can talk to any coach that's ever won a championship or been involved with them, and they'll tell you, our staff is good, but our players, outstanding. Yeah. We coach really good players, and I think for us, I'm excited about Middle Tennessee because they've made the commitment. We're going to take the jump, but this group is the group, man, that had to, you know, work through like some of the things in order to pay a price to figure it out.
I love it. Before we let you go, I know you're busy. Thank you for coming on with us this year, being very transparent, very open with us. Everything. You didn't hide anything. We appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, and you've always been that way with us. Back at Vanderbilt, now here. And so it's awesome. Awesome to be able to continue to do this and do it for many more years.
You guys are the best. Chase, Big Joe, look, tomorrow's going to be great, but I just want to say, man, thank you for letting me take the journey with you. I know the Christmas holiday will come up. You know, I probably won't get an opportunity to say Merry Christmas because we're past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, man, so I'll say it to you now. But
you too.
Like, love you dudes, man. And, you know, hopefully, man, your holiday Your holidays are exceptional.
Hey, if you need to put me to work tomorrow, you just let me know.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Get back, coach. I'd be anything.
Come on, man. I may grab you now.
He's Coach Derek Mason.
Thanks, Coach.
Big Joe Dubin. We're live in Miami. That's going to do it for us. Jake and TD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.